30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
9 o'clock, the open line hour. Anything you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin? 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923. Or if you need to send a picture of something you're trying to work on, you can send it to info@rosieonthehouse. Like Amy in the last hour wanted to know if this tree was dead. That is a dead tree.
You can chainsaw tell by that picture.
Time. All right. Chainsaw time. That's an evergreen. Evergreen should not be brown this time of year.
Okay.
We've got a lot to talk about today. First off, a little bit about how radio and the broadcast has changed. And a big part of that is really podcasting and digital communication. There was originally, you would a lot of times go back and recover what you've talked about in the past, or if you missed it earlier, and you would repeat it, because people listen to radio very seldomly in a sitting environment. You know, you might be reading, you might be relaxing, but more often than not, it's something that's consumed while you're doing other things. It's one of the things I love about it. You can do projects and have it on in your garage while you're working on this, or mowing the lawn with a headset or a Walkman, or out jogging, riding the bike. So you're coming in and out of this program. But with podcasting and people going back and listening, that information is so easily recycled. Beforehand, radio was never recycled. You broadcasted it one and done. So you would have to repeat the information a lot more. So your entire listening audience, you may have 10% listening here, 20% of your audience at this segment. You know, by the time you reached 100% of your audience, well, it was never 100% at one time. So you would constantly be recycling your content. And we've gone away from that with podcasting because it's readily available, and digital communications, whether it's posting stuff on Facebook or email communications. Getting that information to your listeners is so much easier than having to answer 100 phone calls. The speed of which we can communicate back has enhanced. So here at Rosie on the House, we've transitioned away from, I don't like to ever go back to something or recover something we've covered in the last hour, because that information's available. You can, the archive page that Gary puts together on our website, you can scroll through it and find it. And that way, somebody that does listen to the whole hour isn't sitting there going, all right, you broken record, come on. We've heard this how many times now? And even though it may have only been mentioned 3 times over the course of 4 hours, you know, if you already heard something, you already heard something. You don't need to hear it again. So that's one of the ways that technology and today's era of what types of tools we have available, email, text, social media, podcasting. In our podcast, if you subscribe, we'll just hit your phone automatically if you've got it synchronized to your phone. And you know, you can be listening to this later. We had a lot of our listeners, we'll listen to part of it live. We don't have, not everyone on Saturday mornings an early bird. So you'll have listeners that'll come in at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and then later go back and finish their day by listening to what we covered at the beginning of the hour, the beginning of the broadcast, because each hour has its own standalone
topic.
Perfect. 7 o'clock. And that's the 1 hour that's the newest to our hour. Not all of our affiliates carry it, but it's our Arizona hour. Had a great broadcast talking about the state of Arizona, Yuma, Tubac, Grand Canyon National Park.
Bing Crosby.
You'd have to listen to the podcast to understand.
You would. And what significance he has to Tubac, Arizona, where our staycation winter is going in February. 8 o'clock, we talk about the outdoor living hour. And We break that into four different segments depending on what week of the month it is. The first week of the month, it's the Farm Bureau. The second week of the month, it's the arborist, John Eisenhower. The third week of the month, it's the gardener, Jay Harper. The fourth week of the month, it's the urban farmer, Greg Peterson. Occasionally, we get a fifth week, and we'll just take advantage of whatever's real-time, current events, or have a special designated topic to a different area of outdoor living that really it might be interesting, but it doesn't warrant a regular broad, you know, it's not a topic that you can cover regularly. 9 o'clock hour right now, it's our open line hour, kind of our bulletin hour. We talk about things like this, like the broadcast and what we try and accomplish here at Rosie on the House to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend, how we do that. Any topic is open at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We cover some letters from listeners, which is really hard right now because all it is either thank you for the calendar or can I get my new calendar? That's a new element to Rosie on the House. This is our second year printing a physical home maintenance calendar, and it goes through each month. We have a weekly to-do in the garden, a weekly to-do for your home. That's always covered at 9:30. Today we're talking about air filters and the important role they play in your air quality control and your HVAC system. Getting emails right now, people asking for the calendar just as we mentioned it. It's amazing the response we've gotten to it, and we've had a lot of fun, but it's also put together for us our topics for the entire year. And when you have months to plan for a topic instead of
minutes.
That used to make me so nervous. What do you mean it's Friday and you don't know? I don't know. I'll come
strawberries,
up with something.
They're red. They come in a pint. You grow them, too.
And the guests you have time to line up for that, increases. So it's really helped us enhance the depth of which we cover a topic. And it's really added a lot more fun for us because the additional time you have to put into it and the additional people you can meet, or the new practices, or the new theories, it's really been a lot of fun. And in this topic, we're also going to, or in this segment, I think if you've listened to the broadcast, you've heard a lot of people giving their support to Rosie and their well wishes, and we need to give an update on Dad. So they've moved him again. From the original rollover, it was what they call a UTV, four-seater off-range vehicle. He was in the back seat, flipped forward, was not a reckless driver case. It was just
an accident. Right?
Just an accident.
It's a freak accident. Really was.
And you know, up until a couple, well, I mean, like the first 2 months, you know, the driver and the passenger both said no, there was no reckless driving. And now, I mean, Dad remembers everything.
Up to the helicopter.
And he even said no, it was not a reckless driving at all. But he's from the rollover, they air-vaced him to Scottsdale Osborne, where he spent the next
43 days in ICU and another 40 in acute, 10 days in rehab, and he came home yesterday. Wow. Wow. Yeah, I know. He walked in. We went and got him and brought him in. Carol and I were on duty to get him home, and it was just kind of a slow-mo, and you came in right after, just kind of a slow-mo kind of, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my. And he kept saying over again, oh, man. Oh, man. And just every little thing as it hit, just is kind of let your home wash over you. You know, you walk out the door every day and think you're going to, you know what the day holds, and you don't always know. So we're very thankful to have him back home and just appreciate everyone. And the story is on caringbridge.org, which was suggested to me by a nurse early on. She said, you know, this guy knows a lot of people. Why don't you create a blog? So I just appreciate everybody letting us, you know, do that so that it has saved us so much and just being able to say, hey, this is what's going on in general. And just please be praying for our guy. So thank you for all the prayers and support. And we get to see the comments that come in are very encouraging to us as well. And they helped hold us up during this really challenging time.
And everyone had always said, you know, once you get out of ICU and into rehab, you know, things will start moving faster. you know, I think it was like 40 days in sedation. It was 60 days in the ICU, and then they moved him to St. Joe's, where he spent time at Unity Select. And from there, you know, things started going fast. Obviously, it's never as fast as you want it if you're the patient.
And easy for us to say, yes.
But that was 3 weeks, and then they went to Dignity Rehab, and he was only there not even 10 full days, and then got to go home. So everything was just like they said. Things start happening so much faster now, and we've got physical therapy scheduled, and he's mobile. He even, when I stopped by yesterday to welcome him home, I had moved my workstation kind of into his, just because I was having to do both mine and his during his absence. And he's like, I'm going to be in the office next week, just, you know, giving you a heads up. So
I know I have to get a truck back
clear,
too.
Clear, clear out. I'm coming back. So we're excited. And, you know, still no date on when he'll be back on the broadcast, but it's not going to be long. The way things are progressing and the way the improvements are happening, we look forward to having him back here on air soon. And we're very thankful for everyone that has commented, sent a letter, sent encouragement, the stories that have come out of it, and how many other people can relate to this. I was even talking to somebody last night and said, you know, my daughter went through this, and she was in ICU. She still doesn't have, isn't able to see completely out of one of her eye, and don't think they ever will, but has a career, has children, is expecting with twins now, and has recovered. But just the amount of people that have relatable stories that have come out has just been...
I'll never take those for granted again.
Oh, man. Has been very shocking. So he'll be back soon, and we appreciate, again, everyone's courage and comments, and look forward to having him back. It's Open Line Hour. We'll get to Home Improvement here right after this.